have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's supposed to be in the 80s this week in Los Angeles. It reminds me of when I first moved here. And it was beautiful weather. That was one of the things that kept me here immediately. It's 80 this week, they say. We'll see. But it looks like it might be true, at least for today. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE, JESSE, JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. My biblical question for this week is a doozy. It's like Mamma Mia, hola, si señor, gracias, hola. It's a doozy. What good have you gotten out of religion? What good have you gotten out of religion? What good have you gotten out of religion? That is, it occurred to me one day, so I thought, let me ask. And that means Christianity, Allah Abba religion, Jewish religion, Utah people religion, Mormon religion, Jehovah Witness religion, Catholic religion. What good, and whatever religion you belong to, what good have you gotten from it, out of it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JustinLeePeterson.com/show. JustinLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. Of course, you can podcast, but you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to read your super chats here in a minute, especially those from yesterday. But to comment and have your, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And not only does rainy days and Mondays keep me going, not get me down, keep me going, it is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. I gotta say, in case you were not there, or you have not had a chance to check it out online yet, yesterday's fellowship was beyond words. Now, I can use some words, but it will not touch it. Amazing, a blessing, wake up. In those meetings, I realized that you have to not want to wake up in those meetings. It is, I don't know, I'm sure somebody somewhere in the world is doing something that having such an amazing impact in the right way, but I don't know if there is any other meeting like what we are fortunate to be a part of on Sunday mornings. And then the first Thursday night of the month with men only. And the third Thursday night of the month with ladies only. This past Thursday, the third Thursday of this month with ladies only, I'm sure I can bank on it. There's no other women's forum like the ones we all have here. The ladies were sincere. They were desperately, in the right way, seeking their way back home to the Father. They want to be free of all their misery. And this year, we're not playing with evil. And they're willing to take that. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It is a spiritual battle. And I want you to notice, well, you won't see it until you start to wake up within. Until you see what's happening inside of you, then you will see what's happening outside of you, inside of others. And I want you to know, without preparing you to be shocked. So don't try to be shocked. You are going to be shocked at what you see in you and in others. It could be scary if you are not overcoming fear. You, and I didn't understand until I started to see more and more and more, the wickedness of human hearts. In human beings, there's nothing good. No good in human beings. And it's interesting to me is that how human beings have been deceived into believing that there is some good in them. I'm a good person. I'm a good mom. I'm a good this and I'm a good that. They have been made to believe that there is good in them when there is no good. Yesterday in the fellowship, I mentioned this, what they say is a true story. This woman had two children, two daughters, and she remarried. And so the older daughter grew up and left home. The youngest daughter stayed with the mother, her and her second husband, the daughter's stepfather. And the mother, long story short, the girl turned, the mother had been telling, I guess, both girls, but especially the one girl, that you can, well, both girls, that you cannot date until you're 16 years old. She was just saying that all along. But this young girl turned 15. She met a boy in high school who was he was in the 12th grade, I guess, graduate, 18 years old. And they fell in love. She, you know what you call love. They fell in love. And when they fell in love, for a while, they kept it away from this girl's mother. And the boy had a job that he worked. He worked at a market, supermarket, while he went to high school. And they fell in love. They met at his job. She was in the market one day, and they locked eyes one day, and they fell in love. And so they fell in love, and then the girl was so happy about it. And she finally thought, let me tell my mother, I met this guy, it's fun, I love him. And when she told the mother, the bat hit the fan. The mother like, no, you're 15, you cannot date. She like, but what's wrong with it, the daughter? We were just having fun. What's wrong with it? The mother said, I told you, you can't date until 16. And so what happened, the girl started to hide it, keep it away from the mother, because now she's emotionally connected to the boy, and there was nothing that's going to tear them apart. Long story short, the girl dated the boy, and the mother started poking around to see if they were still dating, and she found out that they were, and all hell broke loose. The mother went on a warpath to try to break up their relationship. And the more the mother fought against it, the closer the boy and the girl got together. The more the girl wanted to be with the boy, and the boy wanted to be with the girl. And then one day, the girl pretended to be sick. She stayed home from school. And when the mother went off to work, the girl invited the boy over, and they slept together. And that was it. And then the mother kind of suspected something had happened because she came home early to check on her daughter, and the bedroom door was closed and blah, blah, blah. But the boy ran out of the room before the mother could get upstairs. And it just got worse. It got so bad that the mother called up her friends and family member, and she asked them to spy on this girl to see if they were still dating. And if you catch them together, let me know, said the mother. And lo and behold, the older people spied on the kids, and they would call the mother. Isn't that amazing? And so, but that didn't stop them. They become smarter as how to sneak around and be together anyway. The boy had a truck because he was working. He had bought himself a truck, so they snuck around anyway. And long story short, the mother, you know how women like to brag that they are strong, and it just brought out the best in them, their best self or something, to fight for the daughter. I'm going to fight for my daughter. I'm going to fight for my daughter. And it just made it worse. And so one day, when the mother thought that they had been sleeping together, at least one time sleeping together, the mother went over to the boy's job and told him that I'm going to tell the school that you been sleeping with my underage daughter, and you are known as a, what do you call that? When you sleep with a girl younger than you?
Statutory.
Yeah, statutory rape. And it shocked the boy. It shocked him. It scared him, right? So he told it, when the next time he saw his girl, he told her, we can't date anymore. We can't date anymore. Your mother want to have me put in jail. I'm going to lose my life if I continue to date you. And the girl was like, well, we just run away or we'll do, I'm not going to, I love you. And I'm not going to let that stop me. And the boy realized the girl loved him and he loved her. And he said, okay, we'll keep staying with this. And long story short, the mother just got worse. And so finally, long story short, what happened was one day the mother came home and the boy and the girl were out on the back porch, laying out on the back porch there, and they had committed suicide. They shot themselves in the heads, according to the report, because they believed that since the mother would not let them be together on earth, they believed that if they died together, that they would go to heaven together and they would be together forever. And she walked in and there was blood all over the place, back porch. And she believed that, the kids believed that that would happen. They would go to heaven and be together forever. That's how much they love one another. And the mother did not take responsibility that they had committed suicide. She didn't say, well, I drove them to that. And what I realized from this, the mother never took any responsibility. She didn't say, you know what? I know how you feel, daughter. I went through the same thing. I'm on my second marriage. She didn't say that. Don't do it. I recommend you not do this. But if you do, you got to take care of yourself. You got to suffer the consequences. I have failed you. Your father and I are not together. I have not lived a life of love. Your father and I have not shown you how to be of love and be right. Because if the parents were right, the children would be right. But if the parents are wrong, the children are going to be wrong. The children are what the parents are. They become and they are what the parents are. And this mother was trying to make this girl do, quote unquote, right when the mother wasn't right. You can't cause kids to be wrong and then try to make them to be what you think they are to be right. And the mother never took responsibility for it at all. And her little female friends, oh, poor mother, poor nothing. And we had a discussion about this yesterday. But what I didn't mention yesterday is that later on, after the girl had expired and killed herself, the mother listened to the phone one day, and the girl had left a message on her phone before she committed suicide, telling her mother, oh, I love you, mother, and blah, blah, blah. Because the girl was trying to still love her mother. And it didn't matter what the mother was doing to her, she still tried to love her mother, whatever you think love is, right, that emotional love. But she left a phone message, I love you, mother, but I have to do this. And this is in every family. Every family. And especially when, another thing I noticed in this situation, that when there is a husband, whether it's the father or the stepfather, they always let the women deal with the children. As even when the father is in the home and it's time to correct the children, the father will sit at the dinner table and let the mother correct the children. That's never going to work, men. That's never going to work, ladies. It's not the order. It's not in you to correct children. That's why you need a husband. You should be working on yourself in case you don't have a husband so God can change your heart from anger to love, and the love will work through you toward them, for them, to them. But I want you to know there are no such things. There's no such thing as a bad child or bad children. It's only bad parents. No such thing as bad children, but bad parents. what you see the children doing, it is what the parents are. Whether it's Christian parent, whatever kind of religion you are, whatever you see the children doing, is you're looking at the parents. There is no such thing as bad children. No such thing. And as soon as you realize that and apologize to your children, hey, kids, I'm wrong. I have not been patient with you. I have no love. I'm wrong. The sooner you work with them on that, while they're still little, you have a better chance of them turning around from the anger to the love. But most parents don't care because they don't think there's anything wrong with them. I'm the parent. I can be whatever I want. I can do what I want. And they pass on destruction to the children. It's a spiritual battle. It is a spiritual battle. And look at the world around you. Look at the world in your little space. Nothing but misery. Nothing but heartaches and misery. Hell on earth. Hell on earth. I've seen so many cases where adult children end up taking care of their mothers, sometimes the fathers, but mostly mothers. The mothers move in with them or they move in with the mother. Now they stuck with the mother until she died. And even though they're miserable taking care of their mothers, they don't want to do it at all. They're doing it out of guilt, which is hatred, which is anger. And then finally, the mother dies, and those same adult children who hate their mothers, they go and cry at the funeral. Mama is gone. Think about that. The person you hated the most, you were stuck with her, you had to take care of her, and regret it and resent it taking care of her. Now she's dead, and you go to the funeral and cry and have fun memories, so you say. Tell me, human beings are not messed up. Human nature is wicked. But there is a way out. And not all are going to take that way out. Only a handful will. And some of the handful, one or two in a handful, will get on this pathway and they'll get off eventually. They will go toward the light. And someone or something would tell them, oh, no, no good. Stay here with us. We are your friends. We are your family members. How can you do this? Stay with us. And they'll get off their path and go back into hell. But then there are the few that sees it all the way through. And they are rewarded for it in a way that words cannot express. They are given perfect peace right here on earth. And I know, because I hear it all the time. Most people don't. Most people don't have perfect peace at all, and they don't believe that you can have it. They say, well, nobody has perfect peace. I never met anyone who has perfect peace. And so because they have not met anyone who has it, they don't believe it's possible. Even though God made it possible. He made it possible. And the real you are already, you're already free and you don't even know it. And the reason you don't know it, because you have totally identified with the illusion you, the illusion self, the illusionary self. And you think that's you. You think it's you. You think you're the misery. You think you're the lonely one. You think you're the suicidal one. You think you're the one that need and want this or that or that and that and that. You think you're the fear. You think you're the doubt. You think you're the love and the unloved. You think all kinds of things. You think you're the shy one. You think you're the one that care about what others think about you or say about you. You think you're the one that want to be like somebody else. you think you're the one that cries. When you're crying, you really think you are crying. Think about that one. A thought come and you cry, and the people around you pat you on the shoulder. They're there. And you think it's you crying. There is a way out. There is a kingdom of heaven within. There is a real, another real reality. There is a real you. But you're never going to know him, the real you, him or her, until you look within, until you live in the light and stay in that light and live in that light and stay with that light no matter what. Until you stay in the light, you're going to suffer. You're going to have pain and misery. You're going to have hell. Look at the world around you. Look at the United States of America. Nothing but suffering. Nobody has peace. Except the few who are now working on themselves. Look at the world around you. Just look around you. All you see is misery. Backbiting, lying, gossiping, revenge, jealousy, envy, and strife, and attacking, and thrill of attacking, and joining forces together, groups, and can't stand alone, and hatred, and that's all you ever see around you. You see no love. You see no love from your family, from your own parents, your brothers and your sisters, your so-called friends. You don't see any love. Zero love. This is hell on earth. Welcome to hell. You're like, oh, I'm afraid of dying and going to hell. You're already dead and you're already in hell. Welcome to hell. And if you drop your body in anger, which is hatred, which is playing God, you're there forever in hell. And what you're getting now is only going to be worse, and there's no way out. That's all everyone around you will be doing, including you, to each other, bringing misery upon each other. And there will be no way out. And there will be nothing but darkness. In the same darkness you have now, it's just going to be nothing but that. Because the darkness hates the light. And the darkness cannot handle the light. Why do you think the darkness fight hard to keep you out of the light? It tells you, no, don't watch me. Don't watch those thoughts. Don't watch me. No, no, that's you. That's you and me. We are the same. And you say, oh, these thoughts are overwhelming. I can't do this. And you stop watching. You leave the light and go back into the darkness. And you get double trouble. Or you get mad at someone. And you go back into the darkness. You got to love the light. And you can. And the light will make you free. But you got to stay in the light. You got to stay in it. When he say pray without ceasing, he just simply means stay in the light. A spiritual battle. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Jesse is here. Gold prices just hit an all-time high. I told you gold was going up, but no. Gold prices just hit an all-time high. In fact, it's up over 11%. It's going to get higher. And this happened, this has been happening since the beginning of the year. So I encourage you to learn more from Gold Co. You can learn about it. You're responsible for you. Go learn not only your spiritual life, but your physical life as well. So learn more from Gold Co. And for my listeners, we still have that special going. Gold Co. and I have a special going for my listeners, special promo. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match in bonus saver. That's worth repeating. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match in bonus saver. I recommend you learn more by going to jessielovesgold.com. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, lovesgold.com or 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. And tell them that Jesse sent you. Amazing. Thank you. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV. You don't want to miss it. And at 12 noon, the one, the only, the American Anchor Baby. There's none like him. Nobody else is called Anchor Baby on radio. At 12 noon today. And last but not least, a busy Monday, right? Punch's TV. A brand new episode of Punch's TV at 2 p.m. today, Pacific Time. Watch this.
We are back and we have a special guest, Jackie Vantine.
The Bible says that man was not made for woman, but woman was made for the man.
Yep.
Woman is...
Say it again.
Preach.
The woman needs the man as much as the man needs the woman.
You lost me there.
Where does it say that? No, show me the scripture.
Being sexually attracted to your spouse is not a sin. It's not lust.
I think that we should eventually also overcome that, right? And I think that it should happen naturally, returning to God fully.
Let's just say you're cheating. You're cheating with a girl. You're not. You think it's okay to not tell her?
Yeah, that's fine.
Definitely should not.
When you go into marriage, right, and your wife is sick or she can't have sex, then what are you going to do?
A concubine. Now play. I play.
It sounds to me like you guys have been burnt by women.
How come women always come up with that type of solution? Oh, because you disagree. You've been burnt by women. Even though all men have been. But how come they have come up with that? They know what they do? What the? That's Punch's TV today. It was an amazing episode, I got to say. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. Share, ring the bell, tell everybody about Punch's TV. It's amazing. Let me go to Ray out of California. 888-775-3773. Ray, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Reverend. Can you hear me okay?
You can call me Jesse.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Jesse. I had a question about the finding peace by forgiving your father. I'm a father, and my children are adults, but I wonder, would it work the same if I asked, if I informed them of what I'm learning and asked them to forgive me for not protecting them and for their mother for being who she is and naturally trying to turn them against her? And would that give them the same solution as if I've asked them to listen to your information and your shows? Is that as good, you think?
Yeah, if you were to go to them and say, you know what, I was wrong. I didn't protect you from your mother. Your mother turned you away from me, and you're angry, and I was wrong. And you got to drop, and once I forgave, admitted that I was wrong, God forgave me, and I've been made free. You all got to forgive me and your mother and I, and God will forgive you. Otherwise, you're going to be miserable the rest of your life. You tell them about it, tell them about the silent prayer, and then you leave it alone and let them suffer. Because
sure, that's a solution.
I'm sorry?
I'm glad that's a solution, because that I can do instead of trusting them to actually take time out of their lives to learn what you're teaching and then come upon the commitment to forgive me on their own. If I can persuade them, I feel like I can do them good.
But you know, you still can't. All you can do is tell them, point the way for them, but you still got to let them decide on their own if they want to be free, because they may love their misery and they don't want to be free, and they will destroy you if you keep warning them about it or telling them. They're going to hate you for telling them if they're not ready.
Right. I'm just glad I can help to undo some of the harm that I have done.
Right. Well, you can't undo it. You can admit that you were wrong, and then they have to forgive. So God, the Spirit of the Father, will undo it for you.
I see.
But, yeah, you can definitely tell them, hey, I was wrong. Your mother and I was wrong, and we're sorry. I'm sorry. You don't know if the mother's sorry or not. I admit that I'm wrong. And then leave it up to them.
And for their own good, they need to forgive me and their mother.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll tell them that. And tell another them question that, real quick, if I may.
Tell them that. Otherwise, they're going to end up repeating the exact same thing that you and their mother have done.
Yes, sir. I'll make sure I get that across.
Okay.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
If we look at the world and honestly realize that the heart of man is evil, but where Jesus says where two or more are gathered together, there I am in their midst kind of thing, it seems necessary to have a community that word's been corrupted lately, but to have a group of people that you lean on and share with and stuff, what's the value of that? I know you talk about the beauty of your women's group churches and stuff, and I imagine it wouldn't be the same if it wasn't a group.
If you ran upon someone who were working on themselves as you are, and you're able to communicate about those things because both of you have an understanding about it, it would be amazing. That's what I love about, really, really appreciate about our fellowships, is that you have like-minded people, though they may not all agree right then, but they want the same thing. They want to be free. They want to return to the Father. And so the fellowships are amazing. And that kind of fellowship is good. But if you get with people who are not trying to overcome, they're not working on themselves, it's going to be like throwing, what is it that they throw to the shrines?
Pearls
to the swine. You're going to be giving the truth to people who do not want it, nor do they understand it, and they don't even care to understand it. It would be a waste of time.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I will. I will keep trying. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Female Monday. Is it Gary? What? And that's how you spell Gary? You got two R. Let me go to first time caller out of Rochester, New York. Gary, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How are you doing?
All is well.
So I guess my main questions are, so, you know, I've been starting to watch your stuff over the past, you know, week or two. And, you know, I wasn't really the biggest believer in Christ and all that, and Jesus and all that. And so I guess, you know, what are my next steps? I feel like I'm starting to, you know, kind of believe in it. And all my life, you know, I haven't been told that this stuff, you know, it's not real. It's kind of cult-ish, stuff like that. But now I'm listening to your stuff and I'm really starting to believe in it, you know? So I guess what would be the next steps to kind of pushing on my beliefs?
And when you say you started to believe in, what is it that you're believing?
Give me an example. You know, so I guess it's more like just all of Christ and how he's kind of guiding me through, and he set up things, you know, pathways for me and other examples and stuff that I can go and do throughout my life. It's almost kind of like my life has been laid out from him, and he's giving me these opportunities to go and do new things. You know what I mean?
I do. 100%. So keep doing what you're doing. Are you doing the silent prayer yet?
I am. Yeah.
Okay, do the silent prayer and just stay present. You don't need to believe. You just need to stay aware. And practice staying out of your thoughts and out of your feelings, because they're not yours, and just stay present, and it will work for you. There is nothing that you need to believe. You just need to be present.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, I feel like a lot of people, like, I feel like I've been told all my life there is this bad thing with this, and, like, in Christ, and that's, and specifically, you know, that type of ideology. And so I just pushing away from, you know, the norms of my family and my family beliefs, you know?
So you've been told it's a bad what now?
Like, it's bad and it's wrong and it's a cult. You know what I mean? Like, that type of stuff.
Oh, that believing in God is a bad thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And who told you that?
Parents, relatives, friends. It's just kind of been pushed into me. And so now I I hear that stuff so long, and I kind of want to just take a step back. I looked at it, you know, I looked at it again, and I read all stuff, and it just kind of, I started watching your stuff and your videos, and I kind of realized, you know, like, maybe they're wrong, you know? Maybe, you know?
And you're on your way, and it's the light of God that is allowing you to see the bit that you see right now, and he's drawing you back home to him. He's bringing the prodigal son back home by causing him to see and overcome the thoughts and feelings, and you'll be fine. Just stay with it. Keep it simple and just practice staying present. Stay out of your head. Don't come up with any ideas of where it should be or should not be. All you need to do is to stay present. Stay out of your thoughts about the past or the future, and just stay present.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate this.
One quick question, maybe two. Have you gone and forgiven your mother and father yet?
I have not. You know, I haven't told them, you know, about my new discoveries and my new thoughts.
And you don't need to tell them unless you just want to. They're not going to understand.
Right.
And you don't need them to understand. And why haven't you gone and apologized for resenting them?
I feel like if I go to them and I go and try to explain how I feel and all stuff like this, it might cause tension and, you know, fights and anger and stuff like that, which, you know, I want to avoid, you know?
But there is already anger and tension and fight.
Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah, and so...
So maybe going and talking to them, maybe that could... And showing them what I feel, maybe that could help those problems. And maybe, I don't know, maybe fix them.
It will help you. It may or may not help them. And helping them is not your concern. It's not your issue. It's not your job to help them. Your job is to work on you. And the Father will help you. And whatever his job, whatever it is he wants you to do, it will happen naturally. You are not responsible to fix your family or anyone, your friends, your enemies, or anyone. That's their job. Because most people love their hell. They love their misery. They don't want the light. They don't want heaven. They love hell. And if you try to help them, they will destroy you. All you need to do is just apologize. Hey, I realize now we're all angry at you guys. You did your best. It wasn't good, but you did your best. I'm sorry for resenting you. And if they say, okay, son, I'm sorry or not, or if they say, you are the problem. Whatever they say, you leave that on them. Don't argue with them. Don't try to prove anything. You forgive them, and then God will forgive you and live your life and let them live the way they want to live. Just don't be angry at them, and you'll be fine.
All right. See, I can work on that, and, you know, maybe go and apologize to them and try and talk to them. And if they don't listen, you know, it's not – I got to follow my own path.
Absolutely.
God's got that laid out for me. All I can do is worry about myself and work on myself and becoming a better, you know, better son of Christ.
100%. And you are not responsible for any other human being, unless you have a little child. You're not responsible for anyone else. They are responsible for themselves. You are responsible for you as an adult.
All right.
I wish you well, Gary.
Yeah, I wish you well, too, Jesse. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Over on Telegram, David answers last week's biblical question.
How do you trust God?
Let life happen by itself and let go of all your wishes and desires. Don't make plans and rest in the knowledge that God will take care of you.
Amazing. Nice. Thank you, David. You're right on track. Thank you.
Spanky Spank bought a coffee. That person Jesse talked to with the smoke detector going off on Friday. Could that be an example of being unaware? We hear the smoke detector, also known as the thoughts going off every second, and the person unaware of the sound thinks you're talking about a dog. What the?
What the? It's not like they didn't know a smoke detector. Or maybe it wasn't a smoke detector, because they didn't think a smoke detector was going off.
Well, when you say the alarm is going off, you're thinking, she might have been thinking, or I thought that she might have been thinking that the alarm was going, wee, 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 which is different from just a chirp.
So, I see. And did I say?
Your alarm. You said your alarm
was going
off.
I did say the chirp, too. I said, you have some kind of chirp or something going on there.
Right.
And then she said it was a dog, I think.
She might be so used to it that she doesn't hear it. You're right.
Because I made the chirp sound, remember?
Yeah, I remember. I heard it on the best of the week replays, too.
Amazing. Chirp. Thank you.
We can be so identified with our thoughts, we don't know that it's just the smoke detector needing to be changed.
That's right.
Kid Combo 1 with a diamond.
Thank you.
All the cars today are mentally handicapped like H-E double toothpicks.
The cars.
Covering his eyes and peeking.
It's a shame.
Oh, callers, not cars. I can't read.
Oh, I'm about to say, it's a shame what they've done to the automobile. They have made all automobiles, not all, maybe one or two survive, but they have made nearly all automobile girl cars. Quiet. You don't even know the car is running. Lightweight. You can't even feel it on the road. No noise. They are just girl cars. They have even made automobiles, Betabills. Beta automobiles. What a mess. Thank you.
Thank you, Kid Combo One. Linyan, and he was talking about the callers, not the cars.
Right.
But anyway,
yeah.
Linyan Chin says, tell Jesse, tactic and strategy flow back and forth like focus and concentration, with one amending the other in cycles of generation. Tact lets you act in the moment to adapt your strategy as you resolve emerging conflict.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that, yeah.
Someone bought a coffee. I'm the one who sent in a coffee referencing Bill Withers' song, and the amazing guest on the Fallen State referenced the exact same song and lyrics. Whoa, trippy. Love the show. Thanks very much, Amanda.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Amanda. Amazing.
That's the one where he says, keep on using me.
Oh, you just keep on using me. Until you use me up.
Danny bought a coffee.
Thank you.
All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, James, when do you think both, when do you both think the West started to fall? You think allowing women to vote was a massive part of it? Keep up the solid work, lads. Strong arm emoji.
Amazing. I don't know exactly. I do know that it's solid. The more I hear about it, it was already, people were already trying to change the country like years before that. And it sounded like they made that a part of the plan to use women by talking about, oh, women need equal rights, right? As a part of turning America into a socialist society, destroying America. I don't exactly know when.
Yeah, what crossed my mind was the Civil War when they got rid of the right to own slaves. Like, there was a whole lot of mess happening at that point. But I don't know, I guess you got to, like they say, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And the seeds of your own self-destruction are with you from the very beginning.
Repeat that?
The seeds of your own self-destruction are with you from the beginning.
Yeah. That's
deep. You're born in sin.
Yeah. That's deep.
Thank you, Dan.
Amazing. Hake is deep.
Oh, that's nice. Lin Yan Chin, speaking of
thank
deep.
Thank you, Danny.
Tell Jesse.
Is it Danny?
Danny.
Thank you, Danny. Go ahead.
In an instable stance, the tailbone acts as focus to anchor your feet while maintaining optimal hip mobility. The planted feet are your strategy for stable stance to progress in concentration, a cultivation.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yan Chin.
Nice. Thank you.
Commander Kim on a rumble. This was yesterday. For girls, when they can work and afford their own cell phone, car, and bills, then they can date with father's blessing. But guys should be joining military, working, and living on their own before dating, says Commander Kim.
Amazing. Thank you. Who came up with all these kind of rules?
Commander Kim did. She's the commander.
Thank you, Commander Kim.
Commandeur.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Red Dawn Radio raided the church stream on Rumble. That was cool. Thank you.
Thank you. You got to know how to rumble.
Piotr, three coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Obioma, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Nigeria flag on IAG. Much love, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Love you back.
Vet Nurse 730 says, sounds like what happened to me at 15. Laughing face with tears coming out.
I think everyone goes through that because our parents are screwed up. So at 15, you're looking for love in all the wrong places. Amazing. Thank you. Let's stop there for a minute.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go to out of Pennsylvania. Let me go to Gail, a first-time caller. Gail, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Gail.
This is not my first time calling. This is about my third time or fourth time calling.
Well, thank you.
Well, Jesse, you know, I'm one of your part-time followers. Okay? Now, you say that you always ask a woman if she's going to obey her husband, right?
Yes. When a man take her on a date, let's say you meet this woman, you're going to date with her, and you want to learn a little bit more about her, and you ask her, will you obey me? And if she says no, just get up and walk away. Leave the table and let her take Uber home.
Okay. Now,
you agree with that?
No. And the reason why I don't approve of that, Jesse, is because that is a threatening question.
Oh, that's threatening.
It's threatening, Jesse, because of the fact that when you are in a relationship with a man, when you care about that person, you're going to do everything in your power and in your knowledge to make that man happy. So loving is a part of obeying. because you want to be in a happy marriage in order to have a happy life, right?
But a woman that's trying to make a man happy or a man that's trying to make a woman happy hate one another. They don't love one another. That's not love. You're not supposed to try to make anyone happy. The more you try to make them happy, the worse they get. Am I supposed to take a break now or what? Can you hold for me, Gail?
Sure.
All right, don't hang up. I got to take a break. Two more hours to go. The hate news, not the fake news, coming right now. 888-775-3773. I'll be back in a moment. Hold on, Gail. Back in a moment.
Whole lot of mess going on in the world. Airplane scare over nothing. A non-credible threat. It looked like it might be something, but it turned out to be a non-credible threat. American Airlines again, by the way. And it's been 3 years of war against Russia by the Globo Homos supporting, supposedly, the Ukraine. And federal quote-unquote workers, get your emails in. Give your weekly report. And Pope Francis is in critical condition. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It's Monday, Female Monday, February 24th, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls, okay? But it is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Italian Air Force jets had to escort an American Airlines plane to Rome. Speaking of the Pope, because of a security concern, I guess Rome is not necessarily the Vatican, right? It ultimately proved to be non-credible, that security concern. They haven't really explained the nature of this supposed threat. But the flight was on its way from New York to New Delhi, New York, America, to New Delhi, India, on Sunday when they abruptly diverted, causing panic in the cabin. Don't panic. It ends up being all for nothing. And then you get you stress your heart. It's not good to stress. So just heads up, little ladies and gents. Anyway, the Russia-Ukraine war, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, not a Christian, praised Ukraine's absolute heroism as the country today marks the third anniversary, 3 years. Did you know that? That's crazy. Of Russia's full-scale invasion. 3 years of resistance. 3 years of gratitude. 3 years of absolute heroism of Ukrainians. I am proud of Ukraine. So said Zelensky. That's roughly his voice. Oh, he wrote it on X alongside a video showing scenes from the front line. Wow. The grim anniversary comes with Ukraine, facing great uncertainty about its future after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, pivoted towards Russia, and U.S. officials insisted that Europe can no longer rely on Washington, for their defense. Zelensky said Sunday he was ready to resign as leader. Pardon me, I'm not reading well. If it meant that it brought peace to his country. Well, isn't that nice? Suggesting that he could swap, I guess, his title for NATO membership. No, 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 NATO. Well, shout out. Anyway, federal agencies across the government, meanwhile in America, scrambling to respond to an ominous email ordered by Elon Musk. Get excited. Big changes are happening, and it's largely, I think, for the good. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. Hour two.
take the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved. And there is one line open. Somebody want to jump in there. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question this week. What good have you gotten out of religion? What good have you gotten out of religion? What good? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast. If you're like warning the illegal alien that ICE is coming, or you are in an illegal state, and whatever they call that, free state for the illegals, and you try to hide them in the Catholic Church, or you try to hide them in your home, sanctuary state, thank you, or you're trying to, sanctuary city or state, or you're trying to, are you scared to go to school? Oh, you're so scared. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad. You can podcast if you're on the run, and then when you make it back home from hiding, you can watch it still. But you can podcast, I mean, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Monday. Second hour Monday. And every Monday is Let It Be Written, Let It Be Said, Let It Be Known. Female Monday. Life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home
deep
with those babies.
In my soul,
we've been lied to for so long.
I do believe. Let me go quickly back to Gail out of Pennsylvania. Gail, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
The other thing is that...
Let me hold that thought, but let me ask, do you agree with me that the husband should not try to make the wife happy? And the wife should not try to make the husband happy?
No.
And why not? Why don't you agree with that?
I don't agree with that because I have to take you to the Bible. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I want to ask you, what does love mean to you?
Not hating.
But you say we all hate.
Y'all do, and that's the problem. And so what did that scripture have to do with a husband should not never, ever, ever try to make his wife happy, nor should the wife try to make the husband happy? Well, that scripture said nothing about that.
But you say,
why did you read that scripture?
Obey. Go ahead.
Why did you read that scripture?
Because love, God, that's why God sent Jesus into the world, in order to save the world, to make a difference, and to extend grace and mercy to us until we can get it right.
And what does that have to do with you trying to make your husband happy or your husband trying to make you happy? God didn't try to make, God didn't send his son here to make us happy. He wasn't trying to make us happy at all.
Yeah, but that's what the word states.
What the word? What does the word say?
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
But
only begotten son.
It doesn't say he also loved the world. He tried to make you happy.
No, well, that's true, but
you ain't never been able to.
Love is happiness.
What?
Love is happiness.
No, that's a song. Love and happiness made
no,
you want to do
just
right.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I wasn't thinking about no Al Green. No, no way.
But that's,
I know you have to go, but you asked about the question about what did religion do for me?
Yeah, what? Well, let me ask. What good have you gotten out of religion?
I haven't gotten anything good out of religion, but I've gotten a lot out of the Spirit of Lord, of God, helping me out of situations and protecting me. That's what I got. That's why the Word says God will say, depart from me because I knew you not, because you have to have a relationship with the Lord in order for him, in order for you to be able to know him. You got to have that relationship with him.
Do you know God?
Yeah, I know the Lord.
Do you have do you have perfect peace?
Most of the time.
Do you have perfect peace?
Yeah.
You said most of the time. Most of the time ain't all the time.
Well, yeah, I have it all the time.
And do you try to make people happy?
Yeah.
If you have perfect peace, you would never try to make anyone happy.
Well, that's because of the fact that some people you can't make happy, but you do what you can do, and then you leave it.
You can't make anyone happy. You have never made anyone happy? And you can't make anyone happy. And if you try to make anyone happy, it's only because you think you're God.
No, Jesse. I know I'm not God.
Dear, why are you trying to make someone happy?
Because of the fact that we all understand happiness is, well, I can't say all. Some of us believe that love is happiness.
That's a song. It ain't real. Love and happiness made you want to do right. That ain't love and that ain't happiness. That's hatred. Anyone that tried to make you happy hates you. And anyone you try to make happy, you hate them. You do
okay.
Not.
Now,
that makes sense?
What about the fact is that you know somebody that you're close to, like a certain thing.
Right.
And you go and you get that certain thing and you bring it to that person. That makes them happy.
Let's say people know I love sweet potatoes, right? They know I hate pumpkin pie and I love sweet potato pie, right?
Okay.
And so they make a sweet potato pie and they bring it to me. They're bringing that to make me happy, right?
Yeah.
But I won't be happy, but I will appreciate it. Now, in my father's state, I would have been happy because my ego was weak. But now I would definitely appreciate it. Joel's wife made what do you call that? What's the thing your wife made, Joel? Meatloaf. And Joel brought some for lunch. And he's like, Jesse, you want some meatloaf? And I said, yeah. And I ate some. That meatloaf was so good that when I saw her, I wanted to slap her. But I couldn't. So I really appreciated the meatloaf and mashed potato. But it was good. But it didn't bring me happiness because I wasn't unhappy.
I understand what you're saying, Jesse.
Yes.
But.
Ain't no but. If you understand, there is no but. Understanding don't have a but to it.
Well, appreciation is a part of happiness.
No.
For a moment.
Amazing. But so, have you ever tried to make your? Are you married?
No.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Oh, okay. So have you ever tried to make your boyfriend happy?
At my age, now, Jesse?
No, when you were dating?
No. When I was younger, yes.
And then your boyfriend?
I spent most of my life trying to make a man happy.
And were you able to make him happy?
For a season.
I rest my case. And did your boyfriend ever try to make you happy?
Not that I remember.
And was he, so you don't remember one of your boyfriends trying to make you happy?
No, it was always one-sided.
You must be very difficult.
Difficult?
Yeah, I bet.
Not at all, Jesse.
I bet you were a mess. Gail, thanks for your call.
All right, sweetie.
Call me again.
All right, later.
Okay. 888-775-3773. I want to show you how a man's supposed to deal with anybody, but especially a woman. 888-77-JESSE. Here's a perfect example. It's so perfect, I couldn't believe what's happening. I'm like, what the? I've never seen this. With someone being the head of something. You know, most men, all men, are afraid to be alpha male when they're in a certain position. Most are afraid even when they're not in position. But if they hold an office or something, they are afraid to be alpha male when it comes to dealing with women. Well, here's an example of a man dealing with a woman, telling her how the cow ate the cabbage. And he had no fear. He wasn't emotional about it and no fear. CNN, President Donald Trump, on Friday, threatened to strip Maine of its federal funding if it refuses to comply with his executive order, banning transgender women from competing in men's sport. Watch this from X.
The NCAA has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine... Is Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Well,
are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal
laws. We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
Ooh, what have you ever heard a man, a president, speak to the female with pure truth and perfect love in public with a big audience like that and the world watching? Obama would have never done that. Biden would have never done that. That little man that that little male that Trump had for vice president when he first ran. What was that guy's name? When he first was president. What? Pence. Ain't no way Mike Pence would have spoken up like that. Perfect. Yes, Nick. Oh, I thought you were about to say something. Perfect. He dealt with her with perfect love. No arguing. Okay. This is what's going to happen. Here is what the female looked like. Here's a look at the governor after the exchange. Watch this from X.
You can see her all frumpy faced.
Look at her. She is dead. And look at the audience. They ain't never heard no man tell them. Men. Donald Trump is from the old school. That's her with that thing around her neck, huh?
Correct.
Oh, that's a turtleneck. She look a mess.
That's what it looks like.
She okay. See you in court. Your last time being in office too, by the way. And isn't that amazing? So be honest. Have you ever heard a man speak up like that? And he's had an office, president, governor, mayor, city council, anything. Men are afraid of women. They ain't going to tell the truth with perfect love. They ain't going to do it. They're afraid of the woman. The woman is their God. And that's why they can't know God. They have made the woman their God. They made mama their God first. And so days later, speaking of this stupid governor, days later, a boy won a girl polo pole vote championship in Maine. Watch this from the Daily Wire. A transgender identified boy took first place in a woman pole voting at Maine Class B State Championship on Monday. Watch this from Facebook. Oh, this is the image.
Yeah, Maine lawmaker drew
watch this from Facebook.
Yeah, a Maine lawmaker drew attention to the controversy with this Facebook post. This is Representative Laurel Libby's post, and it reads, 2 years ago, John tied for fifth place in boys' pole vault. Tonight, Katie won first place in the girls' Maine State Class B Championship. On the left here circled is John, and this on the right is the same John now named Katie.
Whoa, how long did it take for him to go from John to Katie?
2 years, according to this
really?
Post.
And so he was number four and winning.
Fifth place
2 years with the boys.
Ago. Correct.
And number one place with the girls.
Katie. Correct, yeah, first place with the girls.
Wow, he looked taller, too, with the girls.
Yeah, definitely.
Didn't he look taller?
Yeah, for
sure. Well, he looked short with the guys.
That's correct. That's, in fact, in the left one, he's at the same height as the one right next to him. They're standing on the same level podium, but he's definitely taller.
What the? And the Maine lawmaker shared why she made the Facebook post from WMTV8. Watch this.
Libby is joining a national conversation surrounding transgender women and girls who are biological males participating in girls and women's sports. Libby says she felt called to share this on her public Facebook, which now has more than 42,000 comments and counting.
Now, what was the decision to post the photos of them? You know, why did you make that decision?
Yeah, that individual is participating in a public event, a public sport. There are photos online. This is not new. And when you choose to participate in something that is as public as this, it's not surprising.
We have decided to blur the face of the students because we have not been able to independently confirm that this is the same athlete or speak to the family. And the people photographed are presumably minors. As of 2019, the Maine Integrated Youth Health Survey found that 1.6% of Maine high school students identified as transgender. Nationally, that number is 3.3%. Of that about 3%, less than half of those students participate in high school sports at 40.7%. Just last week, the Maine Principals Association announced it would not enforce President Donald Trump's executive order banning biological males from participating in girls' and women's sports. This social media post has stirred up a lot of opinions, some people calling Libby a bully, others agreeing with her, saying this should not be allowed. I asked Libby how she would feel if she was the parent in this situation.
I would never allow my son to participate in girls' sports. It is unfair, and Maine people know that.
Right on. I wish you well, lady. In all honesty, I know that men should not play in women's sport and women should not play in men's sport. But until they are as serious about stopping women from playing in men's sport, whether it's judo or karate and boxing and all that, then I'm okay with men playing in women's sport. Really, I am. Because if they can't, if the women can play in men's sport, saying that, oh, they're equal, why can't the men play in women's sport? What's the difference? There's no difference. The problem is they don't care about destroying men. And they pretend to love women. But they don't love the men, so they destroy everything that's manly. All the men clubs and bars where men can smoke and private club where men go and hang out and talk. And they are jealous of that, and they destroy it. But they don't want you to mess with the women's stuff. So until you say and pass laws that women cannot play in men's sports, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So, right on. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Bill, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me, Jesse. Can you hear me okay?
All is well. Yes, sir.
I love you guys so much. Shout out to Hake, Derek, Joel, Nick. And I don't really have anything specific to say. I just wanted to call. I can't even believe I got through. I want to say I admire you. I wrote down a few things that I could maybe say to you while I was on hold. God put you in my life. And y'all, all of y'all, are changing lives. And Pete in Alaska, that song, oh, man.
It's amazing.
Oh, it hits me hard, Jesse. And I don't mean to be a beta, but it makes me cry.
I know what you mean, man. I agree. Can we hear that, Nick? We're gonna play it for you right now.
Thanks, Jesse. That's awesome.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's
trying to make us home
inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive.
Amazing.
Amazing. That song is so, man. Pete needs to do something with that.
He really does.
Jesse, I watch you every Sunday. I watch you Monday through Friday. I live in Oklahoma, so you come on at 8 a.m. and I watch you till 11. And then I get on with my day, but I listen to Hake and Anchor Baby and Joel. Leave Joel alone with his red eyes. He just roller skating.
Oh, man.
I love you, Jesse, so much. I wrote down, I'm honored to talk to you. I don't want to take up too much of your time. You're changing lives, man. I admire you. I've been listening to you not quite a year. I love Trump. Thank God for him, man.
For the great white hope.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I never want to get that close to what could have been again.
I know, man. Absolutely.
And brother, I'm in a constant state of gratefulness and thankfulness, but I do have anger. I'm working on it. I do not have perfect peace. I want it. I am I don't know. I play drums at church.
Have you?
And my 79-year-old dad plays bass. And go ahead. What was your question?
Have you forgiven your mother and father?
Yes.
You went to them?
No. My mom died in 2020. And I, for some reason, well, now it's all clear now that I've been listening to you. I always wondered why I resented her, didn't like her. Or I loved her. I loved her. But she's my best friend. But, yeah, those mamas got a hold on you. And anyways, when she...
A mother is not supposed to be your best friend. She only
I'm learning.
Yeah,
I'm
learning she was only your best friend because you hated her. And she forced you to be... She forced you upon her to be... So you could think of her as a best friend. But your mother was your enemy. She hated your father.
She did a good job. She did a good job about convincing me to
yes.
be the best friend. We had a good time. Whatever it takes, man, I want to forgive her.
Yeah.
I got a stepdad, and he's the best man in the whole world, man. He's a very righteous, pious man.
Nice.
He's my bass player. He's 79 years old. He plays the bass at church. I play drums. And
well, forgive your father, and you stay with it. And it's going to only get better for you.
Yes, sir. I believe that. And I'll continue to listen to you. And I tell everybody about you.
Thank
I tell everybody. I can't advocate for you enough, brother. I tell everybody about you.
Because
I was raised. Listen, I'm a Bible thumper, man. I was raised Pentecostal Assembly of God. All that, the speaking in tongues and all. I've seen it all, man.
What a mess.
Yeah, and it never. I just couldn't feel it like other people were feeling it.
Yes.
And I want to.
Right.
But I just never felt it like it. But I try. I talk to God all day, every day. Like I said, I own my own little business. I won't say what it is. I know you're not supposed to, but I don't. Not everybody has it like me.
Right on.
And I have to remind myself of that quite often. I got it so good. I'm so blessed. My cup runneth over.
Amen.
And,
well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Jesse, I love you. I love Nick, Hank, Derek, Joel, all y'all. Keep up the good work. All y'all, stick with it.
We definitely will. Thank you for your support. And Nick says, salute to Bill.
Salute to Bill, man. That's awesome. You guys are so amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Jesse. Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jaden out of California. Hey, Jaden.
Yo, Jesse. Is my mic good?
Go ahead.
Nice. Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment about that Trump thing.
Yes.
I really do admire Trump for his ability to, you know, be like strong and masculine. And like you said, tell women how, you know, the cow eats cabbage.
Yeah.
And I want to have that one day, but it's just that I feel like every time I do tell a woman what's up, it comes from like anger. So
that's why you have to drop your anger. You got to forgive your mother. And then God would take the spirit of anger from your heart. And you'll be free of anger.
And then will I be able to tell them like Trump did? Like
you'll be able to tell any woman, no matter what her little position is supposed to be or not, you will be able to tell her how the cow ate the cabbage, and you will not get angry. Even if she yelled and screamed, it'll just be you'll watch her yelling and screaming, but you will not be moved by it at all because you will know that when she's crying, she's lying.
You're lying, yep. That's
but
true.
You got to forgive your mother, Jaden.
I know. I'm planning on it.
Yeah, I know. I realize you said you're waiting until you move out.
Until the Marines ship me off, yeah.
When are you leaving?
April.
Oh, okay. So you got a long time to be hating her.
I know. But my question was, I was watching through some of your older videos.
Yeah.
And I just seen that you said in a few videos, you said not to pray for strength.
Right.
Do you still stand by that?
100%.
And why do you believe you shouldn't pray for strength?
Because he'll give you weakness and you won't be able to handle it.
Yeah, I heard you say that. I don't get what that means. He'll give you weakness.
Hold on a minute, okay?
Okay.
888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment.
years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Don't forget to get your Punchy's coffee. It's amazing coffee. Get it. It's amazing. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. And every dime of Punchy's coffee go back to the nonprofit so that we can continue to work here. So not only are you going to have an amazing cup of coffee, you are going to be able to help us to help others. Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. And for personal shout-outs, weddings, graduations, congratulations, or whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and I personally do them for you. Congratulate no matter what the occasion. All right? Cameo. And then like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, and all that good stuff. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy, where Christ is King. Cozy.tv/JLP. And JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Follow, like, subscribe, and all that good stuff. Let me go quickly back to the busy phones here. Jaden, go ahead. Thank you for holding. Hey, Jaden.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you said God will give you weakness?
Yeah, if you ask for strength, he will make you weak.
Why would God do that?
Excuse me. Because you ask for strength. But if you ask for nothing, you will have strength. But if you ask for strength, he's going to make you weak so that you can be strong. Because you can only be strong in your weakness. You know how you have to face your mother, right? Eventually. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What's wrong with your phone, man?
Oh, can you hear me?
You know how you have to face your mother and your weakness, right?
Right.
You're afraid to face her, so you're weak, right?
Right.
And so the only way you're going to be made strong is to face her in your weakness, in your fear and trembling. And you go and apologize for resenting her, and in that moment, you will be made strong.
But before I do that, can I pray to God to have the strength to do it?
No. You just need to go do it, and the strength will happen naturally. Because if you pray to God, he's going to make you weaker, and it's going to be harder for you to do it.
I don't understand why, if I'm asking God to make me stronger, that he would just make me the opposite.
But he is making you stronger by making you weak.
What?
How can you be strong if you're not weak?
Because they're the opposite thing. So let's say I'm working out, right? I'll pray to God for like strength to finish the run, and then I'll finish the run, right?
Right.
But you're saying that God would make me weaker.
Right. And you pray to God, help me finish the run. The run get a little harder, but you make it through because you're making through the weakness. You cannot be strong unless you're weak. If you're already
So God will give me a challenge of the weakness and I overcome it. And then I get the strength from that.
Absolutely.
And so then I should pray for strength then.
No, you shouldn't pray for strength or weakness.
But then I'll get the challenge of the weakness and then I'll be able to overcome it and get stronger.
But don't pray for strength or weakness. Just stay present and deal with what's happening.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay with it, buddy. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
All right. Have a good one.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I'm calling because I've been homeschooling my son, like you said to do. And I took him to the park the other day. And this little girl, you know how you had that lady on the Fallen State? I don't remember what her name was, but she was talking about pretty much how girls can do anything boys can do. I watched that. I remember that lady. Not this Friday, but the Friday before that.
Yeah, I can't remember right now either. But go ahead.
Yeah. But I was noticing how wrong she was because my son is autistic, but he will jump off pretty much anything, and he's always testing himself. And these other kids, there was a couple little girls and a boy. They were trying to do what he was doing. And I'm like, no, he's had years of practice jumping off stuff. You just be careful.
Yeah.
And these little girls were trying to jump off stuff that he was jumping off of. And I'm like, no, don't do it. And I was just, made me think of you. And I'm like, no, they are nowhere close to little boys.
None
even
at all.
At 5 years old, like she was saying, yep. Boys are still way stronger.
Yep.
But anyways, so he was going up the slide, like they walk up the slide, little kids, and going around to this ladder and jumping off the ladder. And he kept doing it over and over again because he likes the rush. He loves the rush from jumping off stuff. So this little girl that was there, she was bossy. She was going around bossing people around. So she came up to him when he was jumping off the ladder, telling him to move. Excuse me, move. Will you please go? And she was just super rude to him. So he turned around and put her in a headlock.
What? No.
And she's like, oh my gosh, you're so mean. How rude are you? And I'm all, she's like talking to me like, your little boy is rude. And I'm all, well, you were pretty rude to him with the way you were talking to him. So, you know, talk to people like that. You should expect that to come to you.
Absolutely.
And I didn't punish him. And the little girl's mom came up and got her and took off maybe 5 minutes later. And
nice.
I'm probably mad that I didn't punish him, but I'm not going to punish him. Your little girl's bossy and she has to know that's going to come.
Right on. Yep. Nice. Amazing.
Yeah. I thought of you that day. I'm like, oh my gosh, how funny. I got to tell Jesse this story.
And I'm based on the story, I'm glad you didn't punish him because that would have taught him that he have to let women and girls treat him any kind of way they want to. He can't do anything about it. So I'm glad for that.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not going to punish him for that. It's her fault. She shouldn't have been bossing him around.
That's right.
And plus, she saw him going over and over again up the ladder, up the slide, down the ladder. He did it multiple times, and she came out of her way to boss him around. So she had it coming.
Amazing. Thank you, Brandon. That's an amazing story. Thank you.
No worries. I'll call you tomorrow, hopefully.
I hope all the mothers will hear this and treat their sons the same way. Do not teach them to be afraid to deal with women.
And she's alpha generation, so alphas need to come back.
That's right. Thank
all
you.
All right. I'll let you go since you have so many calls.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Amazing story. Let me go to Las Vegas and talk to first-time caller Roman, our first time caller. Roman, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Finally, pleasure to talk to you. I've been listening to you for the last, I'd say, about 8 months and doing the silent prayer and everything. But I have an issue that I wanted to call you and ask you about.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand, because you say tell everyone to forgive their mothers, right?
Yes.
But with me specifically, my father raised me and my younger brother since we were 3-4 years old. He took us away because my mother was a mess. And he raised us, and he ended up getting married in the long run, like when we were around 7 or 8. But I don't have any anger toward my mother or toward my father. I love my father a lot. Like, I'm with him right now, taking care of him as he's retired. But I have an issue with substance abuse really bad. Since I was 16, 17, I was out partying in Las Vegas, you know, doing all kinds of drugs and alcohol and doing all that mess, right? I got clean multiple times. I got clean for 5 years recently. I just relapsed about 5 months ago, I relapsed. And even though I still do the silent prayer. Like, right. I do that every morning and every night.
Nice.
And I realize that I am listening to my thoughts, and I'm going into, like, it's like a spell where I feel like I don't know what the problem is. And that's why I'm calling to ask you, what can I do to get away from those thoughts? And what is it that I'm missing? Because I'm missing something. I'm sitting here every day trying to stay present, and it's really hard, you know, when I've been using, especially for the last 5 months. So,
how old were you when you were taken away from your mother?
I was 4 years old. My younger brother was 3. My dad sent us on a plane to Spain, and we were in Spain with his family there while he divorced and separated from her. So I met her when I was 25 years old. I met her. I finally found her, and I found out she has two half brothers and a half sister from all different fathers on another side, and she's a mess. When I first met her, the first time we met, the first thing we did was smoke meth. Was smoke crystal
together?
So yes,
with together, your mother.
Yes, that was the first time we met. Right, right. It's a mess.
And so, where did your anger come from then? If not from your mother and your father, did you like your stepmother?
My stepmother, she was okay, but the thing is, like, I paid attention to my dad, because my dad's alpha. Like, he ran the house. But this is the thing, like, in the long run, my stepmother ended up committing suicide. My younger brother ended up committing suicide. Like, everyone around me had been a mess, right? So now I moved back with my father because he's retired and he's got cancer. So I'm, you know, taking care of him, took over the house and everything for him so that he can, you know. And
How old are you now?
I'm 41 now.
Oh, okay. And yeah, so where did your anger come from?
To be honest, I was the type of person to not have anger. Even, like, throughout my whole life, I was the type of person where, like, if people were angry or wanted to fight, like, I was the opposite. I didn't want to hurt. I feel like I lived more based off of fear than I did off of anger, most likely, throughout my life.
If you have fear, you have anger. You can't have anger unless – I mean, you can't have fear unless you have anger. And you can't have anger unless you have fear. But here's what I recommend for you. Since you don't see clearly where your anger came from, make sure you do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts and take the pain of the thought, but do nothing about it. And what you're doing, you say you do drugs?
I've been doing them for a long time. But
I want you to try not to do it. But if you feel like you gotta do it, practice watching yourself do it. Don't go unconscious. Don't get high and feel good and forget that you're getting high, right? Be conscious, and the consciousness will, because the drug is not the problem, the anger is the problem. And it's just that you don't remember how you became angry, but because it could have happened when you were a kid with your mother, you don't realize that, or something. Something you overreacted to that you don't see clearly. But when you were a kid, I guarantee you, your mother had some type of negative impact on you, and it caused you to become angry.
That's wild you say that. That's so wild because my whole life, when I was younger, I didn't know her, like, at all. But she used drugs and alcohol when she was pregnant with me. And so she was a mess, and my dad had to leave her from that. But I don't remember anything about her. That's why when I first met her when I was 25 years old, like, it was a completely, it was like one of those things where I don't blame you. You know, I don't blame her because I know she's a mess, you know, and I can't sit there and, you know. But just in the long run, I'm trying to figure out, because I love your teaching, what you teach. I wish I found you earlier in my life. Like, it's amazing what you're teaching, and I agree with it. I can't relate to the forgiving the mother part, because in my life, my mothers weren't around like that. It wasn't like mothers around. It was my father, right?
And you hold nothing against your father. You don't resent him at all?
You know what's crazy is I went and forgave him about a month ago. I was listening. I was like, I got to forgive him. But when I did it, I went to him and I told him, look, I'm sorry for being angry at you. I'm sorry for judging you for because I didn't understand myself my whole life. So I feel like I'm a recreation of my father. And you know what's crazy is that when I forgave him, he got mad at me. And he's like, why? What do you have to forgive me for? Like, I didn't do nothing wrong with you. That was the moment when he did that. I saw myself, like, it was like a split, like an image, like a mirror image. I could see myself in him, and I realized that was when I realized I was angry at him.
Yes.
Like, I realized then, it wasn't before, it was after, when I came to him to forgive him is when I got angry. And I was like, wow, like, and now every day since then, we've been getting along great. Like, we talk things out, you know, like, we don't get in arguments. Yeah, but it's been a lot better since I went and forgave him for that.
Right,
and
that's
mind-blowing to me that what you say is so true. It's so true. It doesn't matter if it's mother or father.
Yeah.
It works.
Now then, all you got to do now is stay with the silent prayer, practice staying present rather than being in your imagination. But if you're caught up in thought, just come back to prayer. Realize your inner thought, but don't judge it. Don't say, oh, stupid me, I'm in a thought, I'm this. Don't judge it, because there's no you, right? And all you do then is take on another false identity. So don't judge it, and try not to do the drug. But if you do, stay present while you're doing it. Don't judge yourself for doing it. Don't say, oh, I'm falling back, it's not working and all that. That's not true. Just realize you're taking the smoke or whatever you're doing, but don't judge it, and it will be taken. The taste will be taken away from you.
That is amazing to me. That you're so spot on, because the whole reason why I used in the past was because I judged myself and judged the people around me and judged myself for it.
Yes.
When I use, I tell myself, you're not supposed, like, the devil is crazy. Like, he gets in my head, he'll tell me one thing and tell me the complete opposite after that.
Absolutely.
Like, this is insane. So you're right about that. So
he'll tell you to take it, you need it, and then when you take it, he'll laugh at you, and then he'll tell you something else to do. And
and then it's like, you idiot, why'd you take it? You know you shouldn't have taken that. You're like, that's not good for you. You know that it's not right. But, and in my mind, my whole life, I thought that was God. Like, God was the good thoughts and the devil was the bad thoughts.
No.
But it wasn't until I started watching you that I saw that all thoughts are from the devil. Like, 100%.
Yeah, the devil tell you, that's such a good point. The devil tell you to take the drugs, it's fine, you're all right. And then you'll take them, and then you're high, you're going, and the devil said, what an idiot.
Right.
You know that was wrong to take that, and you done it. And then he'll laugh at you. And then he'll tell you something else to do. All thoughts are all lies all the time, and none of them are from God.
That is so amazing. Like, I wish I learned this when I was younger. I really do. I wish that I'm so grateful to even be on the phone with you right now. Like, it is what you've done for me for almost 30 something years that I've been like this. Within the last 8 months that I've been watching you, what you've done for me in my life. I'm starting to see now what I need to do. And I'm just glad I got to call you, because this is one of the issues that I have is that, and I don't know if it's anger or what, but I know that I'm listening to my thoughts and my thoughts are telling me, and I'm becoming one with them. So that's why I'm using. So I'm going to just, silent prayer.
Yeah, just stay with the silent prayer. Practice staying present. We get caught up in your head to come back to the present. And when the devil tell you, oh, you feel anxiety, do some drugs or not, try not to do it. But if you do, don't judge yourself for doing it, because it's not you. And it'll fall away. You'll find yourself. You'll be fine. But have no opinion about it, because the drugs are not the problem. It's the not being whole. Not being one with the truth, that's the problem. And you'll be fine.
That is the problem. So you're saying for me to get back on the path that I know I need to get, and I'm willing to go through whatever I have to do it. Like, I'm going to go get clean, whatever I need to do too. But my problem is, my whole life I've been getting clean and then getting screwed up, and then clean and getting screwed up. And it's been a cycle. It's been a crazy cycle.
Because clean is not the answer. Overcoming anger and being lost in your thought is the answer to all things.
Okay. All right. That's why sitting still is the main key, is sitting still. Because then I can, you got a good point. I agree with
that. Then just watch those thoughts, but don't call them you. As a matter of fact, you can quietly say, I see those thoughts, but that's not me. I feel the pain, but that's not me. Because the pain is in your body, but it's not in you. It's not you. You're not your body. And the thoughts are in your head, but it's not you. You're not the thoughts, right? And so stop identifying with those things. Don't call yourself an addict. Don't call yourself substance abuse, or put no titles, no more titles, so you can be free.
All right, will do. Thank you so much, Jesse. You're an amazing person. Like, I love your message, and you're helping me out a lot. Thank you so much for it.
You're welcome. But another quick thing: be happy that while you're alive, you found it and coming into the truth. So don't be saying, "Oh, I wish I learned this earlier." What has happened is over. Just be grateful that you got a chance to find the truth while you live.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
Thank you so much, sir. You too. Hey, thank you so much. Bless you guys. I appreciate everything. And I'll give you a call back, let you know how it's going.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
Have a beautiful day. Bye.
You too. Bye. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
On Odyssey.
You Odyssey.
O-D-Y.
O-D-Y-S-E-E.
.com/@jail Jesse Lee Peterson. Pure blood says anger is a God-given emotion. That's just bogus speech malarkey.
Okay, if you want to believe God gave you anger, then stay with it. But God said that anyone who has anger is a murderer, and do not trust them.
Anger protects. Say somebody takes advantage of me, I'm going to get mad and point it out. Get my point across. It's going to be with me, an angry tone in my voice.
Okay.
Don't mean I won't forgive, though. Says
okay, hold on to that anger. See how far it gets you, all right? Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you, though.
We'll read the rest of these after the hour.
Wow.
Thank you, Pure Blood.
Let me finish. Let me do this. One more hour to go. We're going to get to all your calls, and we're going to get on these super tests as soon as we come back. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal. Young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Some major drama is continuing with this so-called hostage deal between Hamas and Israel. They're accusing each other, and it's a touchy situation. And German elections. Have you heard any of the fear-mongering about AfD or the hype in Elon Musk's case and others? For AfD, Alternative for Deutschland. Deutschland is Germany. German for Germany, something like that. Whole bunch of scaremongering going on. And cassowary, C-A-S-S-O-W-A-R-Y, I think. It's this tall bird with dagger claws on each, a claw dagger looking thing on each feet. The only animal that Australians fear, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. And Joy Reid, is she being reassigned or is she fired? From MSLSD, huh? MSDNC. And Turkey is sending us eggs. You know that country, Turkey? They're sending America eggs, like over 400 million or something like that. But it's still not enough because of this bird flu thingamajigger. And Jane Fonda was honored by SAG. As an actress or as an activist, I don't know. But shout out to Jane Fonda. She's been around a while. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Monday, February 24th, AD 2025. It is Female Monday. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News on Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to your super chats. Anyway, federal agencies across the U.S. scrambling to respond to that ominous email ordered by Elon Musk. Amid scores, meaning 20s, many 20s of firings, the Office of Personnel Management, sent a mass email on Saturday demanding federal employees provide 5 bullet points detailing what they did on their jobs last week. Got up late, went into the office or didn't go into the office, whatever. By late Sunday, leaders of the Pentagon, FBI, State Department, Department of Homeland Security, and Department of Energy had all instructed their staff not to reply. What? The email does not mention consequences, but Elon Musk, who heads the Department of Government Efficiency, warned in a social media post that workers who do not respond by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time deadline today, meaning tonight, just before midnight tomorrow, they would be dismissed. Wow. Interesting. The Vatican says Pope Francis is in critical condition, experiencing mild kidney failure due to a complex medical issue that landed him in the hospital over a week ago. Officials say he's responded to treatment. Another unwelcome health complication for the 88-year-old pontiff. That means pope, I guess. Francis, currently fighting pneumonia in both lungs. Woo. Suffered an acute respiratory crisis Saturday. Currently under control, the Vatican said. The Pope continues to be vigilant and well-oriented, they said. And he did not deliver his weekly Angelus prayer Sunday for only the third time in his almost 12-year so-called papacy. A senior Hamas official told Commie Nonsense, any future peace talks with Israel are contingent on the release of more than 600 Palestinian prisoners. They were meant to be freed after Hamas handed over a measly six Israeli hostages Saturday. Israel said they would not release prisoners unless Hamas guarantees the end of humiliating ceremonies. And that's a quote. During hostage releases, as the first phase of the ceasefire in Gaza comes to an end, Israel is also warning they could resume intense fighting at any moment. Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu says he has military plans ready to go if needed. Germany's so-called conservative opposition came out on top in elections on Sunday and shared a new plan for relations with the U.S. Friedrich Merz, M-E-R-Z, could be butchering his name, is on track to become Germany's next chancellor after preliminary results showed his so-called center-right bloc, which probably means liberal, will win the country's snap elections. I don't know what's happening, but we wish you well, Germany. You need it. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. There's one line open. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question for this week: what good have you gotten out of religion? Any religion. What good have you gotten out of religion? Amazing question. Where's he going? Amazing question. What good have you gotten out of religion? You can podcast the show, but if you're running around and you just don't have time to watch it, you can podcast. You can also listen on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are or what you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama if you're white, and everybody and they mama if you're black. So you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It is Monday, the third hour of the show on Monday now. And Mondays is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. What a mess. So I want to ask, and I want to ask Hake, my expert, as a haste. Hake is one of the experts on Jesse Lee Peterson, so I want to ask him to respond to this, and I want to know what you all think about this as well. There's this guy by the name of Kash Patel, I believe, Kash Patel, and this is from N News 18, highlighted his cultural heritage, Indian origin. Kash Patel on Friday took the oath on the Bhagavad Gita, whatever that is, as he was sworn in as the director of the FBI under the Trump administration.
So instead of using the Bible, this guy was sworn in by Attorney General Pam Bundy with a barrister tisa. What? Bhagavad Gita, sacred Hindu scriptures. Watch this from Mural News. I mean, now. Watch this.
Thank you all for being here today to celebrate Kash Patel. And I want to hurry and get him sworn in because I'm the happiest person today ever. Please place your hand on the Gita and raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear.
I, Kashyap Pramod Patel, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
You're talking to a first-generation Indian kid who's about to lead the law enforcement community, the greatest nation on God's green earth. That can't happen anywhere else.
Amazing. So, Hank, this guy did his little swearing in on a Gracha Satika instead of the Bible. What do you think about that?
That's that diversity mess, unfortunately. It's entrenched in America. It reminds me of, although I don't think it's as bad, it reminds me of that one guy, that black guy, Keith Ellison, who swore his oath on the Quran.
Yeah, I remember that.
And this guy is supposedly like one of the good guys. You know, he's a Trump appointee and supposed to be for what's right. I don't know. I don't really like it, but I bear with it because what do we have to work with?
So you don't think do you think he should have been allowed to do that or not?
Seems like he should have just done it on the Bible, because.
On the word.
Because you should respect the Christian roots of America. I would think that he would. I wonder how serious of, what is that, a Hindu Bible thingy? I wonder how serious of a Hindu he is. It's weird to me.
So should he have been allowed to do that or not?
No. I say no.
How about you, Anchor Baby, another expert on Jesse Lee Peterson and the host of the American Anchor Baby. Should he have been allowed to do that or not?
No, I don't think so. And what's funny about James wondering if how serious of a Hindu Kash Patel may be, I was thinking something similar. And I was wondering, the thought that came to me was, you know how most people are shallow about stuff anyways? It's not so much that we need them to swear on the Bible for them to be real Christians, but it's just like a respect to the country here and the customs here. So no, he should not have been allowed.
Because we don't trust Hindus or Muslims or any of them. So if they're going to do that, it just shows that, anyway.
It would be, anyway. Here's how I'd put it in my mind.
Anyway.
Huh?
Hey, sir, well, anyway. Go ahead.
No, I'd put it in my mind that, yeah, when we're having people swear to the Bible, it's not like, it's just like an allegiance thing, I guess, like a respect thing.
Yeah, it shows
like you're just showing, like, I really do want to be the whatever of this country.
Yeah, it shows you're even more, it seems like you would be even more serious.
Yeah. Well, I totally disagree with anybody in our country swearing on anything but the Bible. We are a Christian nation, and this man is here in America, and by him swearing on some other book, he's saying he's not supporting Christianity. He's not one with us. We are a Christian nation, Judeo-Christian nation, and he should not be allowed to swear. Nobody know what no head dude Zuzu Baba is.
Right.
They may not even be a real Baba.
And maybe they get to lie.
And maybe they should not allow that. It's so unfortunate. All it's doing is to dividing us. It's not bringing us back to Christianity as one. And this guy going to be walking around talking about he a Buddhist. What is he? Hindu.
Uh-huh.
Hindu, right?
Yeah.
And he's not going to be as a Christian.
When he says, so help me God, what God do you mean?
Yes. That's a good question. So, and just like that, Keith Ellison should not have been allowed to do it on the Allahu Abba Bible. This man should not have been allowed to do that at all. Either he's going to be work in the Christian nation as a Christian nation, or he's not. It's sad how weak. This is why I tell you my country is never coming back. My country is never coming back. It's never coming back. Amazing.
That's not what freedom of religion meant or means.
What did it mean?
It means the freedom to be Christian in any way that you want to be. Or freedom not to be Christian, but to swear on the Bible is, like we talked about, it's a sign of respect for the country and for the people.
If this guy loved the country as much as he says he does, he should have been happy to swear on the Bible.
Yep.
Why did he need that other thing? He's representing America. He ain't over in India.
I think he's a millennial, maybe.
He's not in India, though. He's in America.
Yeah, I think he was born here.
And that stupid Pam Dundee, I'm so happy to do it. She's going to swear me in on the Zulu Bible.
Did you say Zulu Bible?
Yeah. This is not good for America, folks. This is not uniting us. It's still dividing. I don't care what his speech there about how much he loved America. If he loved America so much, he is here because we are a Christian nation. And as a result of that, we became the greatest country on this side of heaven. We didn't become the greatest nation because of Hindu. We became the greatest because we're a Christian nation. How are you going to keep that going if you believe in some other? You can believe in it, but don't be a part of running the country. This is not good. And my producer says, zero tolerance, send him to jail. This is a Jesus country. I agree. I don't know about him going to jail, but he just should not be running out of government. Not a part. Anyone who is unwilling to make a promise with the Bible in their hand, they're not worthy of running out of country. They still have their country mentality. They really do. What a mess. And lastly, I want to show you really fast. Not all, but most black mothers are held to pay. Not all, but most are held to pay. This is from Clint on Detroit. Three children was found living alone in an absolute squalor after their mother abandoned them for years in a Pontiac rented home. Watch this from Clint on Detroit.
Well, the pictures are hard to look at. Police in Pontiac say three children were found living alone in deplorable conditions after discovering their mother had abandoned them for years. Our Victor Williams is following the story for us tonight. Victor, we're learning that mother has been arrested. What else can you tell us?
Yeah, that's right. The mother has been arrested, Pam, but we're told that these kids were actually inside of this house for years, at least since 2021. This is the house behind me that has that orange sticker right there on the window, but we're told these kids were only 12, 13, and 15. Now, authorities, they said that the mom would drop off food from time to time, but she's a 34-year-old woman that's now being held at the Oakland County Jail, with the case now being turned over to the prosecutor for review. We are expecting charges to come in the next few days or so, but the only reason authorities ever stepped in the first place was because the landlord actually called 911.
Amazing, huh? And here's a look from the inside of the house.
We're told that the house was just so unsanitary that evidence techs, they had to wear hazmat suits in order to investigate. Now, we're talking about piles of garbage in rooms as high as 4 feet tall, human feces overflowing in the toilet, and then also the bathtubs. Apparently, they were living on that food that people would bring nearby. Even also, strangers would sometimes bring that food up to the door. Now, also, we are being told that the mother had not spoken to the two girls that were in there for years, but she would go and actually speak to the son from time to time. The kids were not in school. They actually spent their entire time at the home watching TV and then playing video games. The conditions in the house were so bad that the kids had to sleep on the floor, the boy had a mattress, and the girls had to sleep on pizza boxes.
Amazing. What do you think? I wonder why, if they're like 15, one was 15, I think, why couldn't she, didn't she know how to clean up? Don't you know how to at least clean up at 15? You dated at 15. And you don't know how to clean. And how old were the other kids?
12 and 13, something like that?
Yeah, it looked like they would have been a little older enough to know not to have a mess like that. And it's interesting that they said these people, there were other people bringing food around, but nobody seemed to care enough to do something about it. Nobody said anything. They said, that's so black. Was she black?
Sounds kind of black. I don't know, though.
We have a picture of her?
It is Detroit area.
Why we didn't show the picture then? Pontiac.
No, there's a.
He's telling me in my ear there's a picture of her, but they showed no picture. Oh, they had the picture. What? They had the picture of it out of three, they say.
All right, let me look.
Let me look and see if she's black.
I do have an image. Here you go.
Aw, she looks innocent. Is she the 15-year-old?
That's the mother.
That's the 34-year-old?
Yeah. According to the report, that's the mother. She had time to take care of those children.
She only got along with the son, not the daughters.
She hates those gals. I don't feel like we bought no gals. What a mess. If you think that's bad, and some of you do, I'm sure, according to S., a Dallas mother live streamed a roadside altercation with her son that turned physically violent, prompting viewers to alert Child Protection Service. Watch this from Facebook.
Get up! Get the f in that car! Nah, bitch, get in that car! Get the f in that car! I'm not playing with you. Get the f in the car! Get the f in the car! This is the same today. You always beat me. You always beat DPD.
Oh, you send it home?
Now this can go with you. Because I'm about to beat his. Get the fucking car. Shut your ass up. Shut up. What you want to do? What? What? What you want to do? Get your ass in the motherfucker. Fight. Fight. Fight.
Don't do it. Oh. Don't go. Oh, don't. Yeah. Come on, Pearl. That's your mama.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm gonna beat you up, because he called me a bitch. Called me another bitch. Called me another bitch. Called me a bitch.
Pearl, come on. Stop. They're stealing your mama.
Get off of me, bro. Get
Piggy.
Off of me.
Oh, Lord.
Get off of me.
Okay. Hey, y'all. Pearl, chill. Come on, Pearl. They're stealing your mama. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on.
What? The boy named Pearl?
I'm thinking, that's what I was thinking.
The boy named Pearl. What do you think about that, Nick?
oh, what a terrible mess. And I think they were still defending the mother because it sounded like they were saying, that's still your mama, Pearl.
Right, like mama's supposed to beat you and cuss you out, but you can't protect yourself like you're your mama. I wish my mama would do that to me. What are you saying, hey?
I'm so glad my mother was nice, so-called, and white. I'd rather have my trauma than that young man's trauma. No wonder blacks are like that.
It is. This is why the very reason these black boys and girls are so angry, mean, and nasty, it comes from the mothers. That is exactly what's going on. Why is she live streaming it?
Attention?
Derek said that's what black people do. He black.
They do it right now.
Wow.
She might be getting people on her side. I bet you there are some people on her side.
I can't imagine one person being on her side with that. And I can't even imagine that woman telling the boy not to defend himself from her. That's your mama. And no matter, at the end of the day, that's still your mama. And what is that supposed to mean? Mama treated me like this. I'm not going to protect myself. And that's how he's going to be treated by other women, too. And he's not going to protect himself because this woman told him, that's mama. She said, he called me a bitch. He called me a, come on, I'm a bitch. Come on. I can hear that boy, bitch. What a mess. So now her children have been taken away from her. Whatever. What a mess, huh? It's a spiritual battle, and it comes through the mother. Amazing. 888-775-3773. It has nothing to do with racism or sexism. It's this, folks. It's this. Black mamas do this often. Black mama do this often. That's true. Or they get on Facebook Live and show how wicked they are. And you wonder what's wrong with the kids. And instead of telling the kids they need to forgive so they can get over that, they call it racism. Or they will blame it on the father. The father is nowhere around. What a mess. 888-775-3773. Charles, this is a first time call out of North Carolina. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, it's a real pleasure to speak with you. You've done amazing things for me.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It's funny that you talk about black mothers because I got a white mother that'll make them look like saints.
Amazing.
I kid you not, but just to give you a quick rundown, I tried the church thing. And what I noticed was people were just the same. They went there just to use it as an excuse. I'm a holy person, but I don't see a difference in you. It did nothing for me. Yeah. It was the same.
Yeah.
So then I realized, I looked at myself and I said, you know what? I'm horrible. I'm a nasty human being. There's nothing good about me. I said the entire human race is garbage. We're awful. There's nothing good in us. So then I look at my mom, and my mom, what happened was my dad and mom had six boys, okay? My dad passed away when I was 6 years old, very traumatic for me. My mother, she still grieves him, okay? She'll still talk about him like he's gone, and she put us through hell. I still have three brothers that live in that same house with her. She played the whole sympathy card. I mean, she played it like a Stradivarius violin. I used to fight with her constantly. She put me through hell. I have anxiety like you wouldn't believe. I became an alcoholic. I know I'm not supposed to call myself that. I don't drink anymore. I'm sober. So basically, somehow, I came to realize I was horrible. Somehow, I was on the computer, and you just happened to come up. And I started listening. And I said, you know what? This guy, everything he says, it just seems to resonate. It makes sense. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to forgive my mother. Let's just see what happens. If I can forgive my mother, anybody can do it, because my mother's not from hell. She's living on the throne, okay? So what happened was I called her, and I did everything pretty much like you said. I can't remember exactly what I said, but I just felt this incredible weight lifted off of me. The strangest thing happened. You know, I like to smoke a little weed. I didn't care. It was the last time I smoked. It was just taken away. I was all into these collections, these hobbies that I think controlled me more than I enjoyed them. You know what I mean? They were just there, and they really, they consummated me. I don't know if I'm using that right. I was just really into certain things, and I no longer cared about that stuff anymore. I said, wow, there's really something to this. So I'm going to start this silent prayer thing. And I've been doing it, just like you said, for about the last 5 months, every day, every morning, every night. Okay. The one thing that I'm having trouble with is I cannot see the thoughts in the middle of my head, of my forehead, like you say, you see them. What happens to me is I pick them up as they're happening and say, okay, now I see it. But I'm not really visually seeing them as they're happening. And when I hear strange things, and I started listening to my thoughts and paying attention to my thoughts, and the horrible things that would just sporadically come out were frightening. I said, oh, my God, this is awful. So whatever you're teaching, this is as real as I've ever hoped to come close to with any form of religion. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to go to New York, and I'm going to forgive her in person. So I go to New York. And you know what I believe the devil did to me? All of a sudden, they got these marijuana drinks. So I said, oh, I can't stand being around my family. I'm going to get one of these marijuana drinks. And I went to my mom, and I was shaking in my boots. And I forgave her. I was like, you know what? You were brutal with me. I wasn't really nice with you, but I want you to know I forgave you, which is not really the way you taught me or to teach anyone to forgive. And I'm wondering now, especially after listening to your mass, your church service yesterday, it seemed like if you don't do it correctly, I'm not sure. Do I have to do it again? I mean, I've had so many things taken away from me, but I still have fear. I have great anxiety from that woman for all those years. I just want to be at peace.
Go ahead. You want to be at peace?
I just want to be at peace, and I will do whatever it takes, because what I've seen from what you've taught me, things that I've never thought were possible, things just taken away, not even trying, they're just taken away.
And so did you say you went and forgave her, but you got high first?
I did get high, yes. I drank a marijuana cocktail, like a seltzer.
Oh, yes. Well, the problem
is, I wasn't wasted, but I lost it just to take the edge off.
Yeah, but that's the problem. You didn't want to use anything or anyone to take the edge off. You wanted the edge to be taken off by the light of God. But you went there, and instead of going there in fear, you felt a little better because you got high, and you allowed the marijuana drink to make you feel better, not God.
Absolutely. And I was shaking in my boots even with that.
Yeah.
But I was still willing to go through with it, and I just want to make sure that she's 92. She's going to be 92. I just want to be in peace.
Okay, what
so
you
I'm
do
thinking
now?
Of going back and...
No, you don't go need ahead. To go back. You don't need to go back. All you need to do now is stay with the silent prayer and practice being aware of those thoughts. Or being aware of those voices that is talking to you through your head, pretending to be you. Just be aware of that, but don't call it you. Don't call the fear you. But when the fear comes, stay in the fear, stay in the light instead of escaping into your imagination or something. Stay in the light and shake in the light with the fear, and the light will save you from the fear. But you got to stay in the light.
And what's amazing about that, Jesse, is I've had a moment talking to my brothers with something. Something came up that it made me feel this jealousy. And I said, you know what? I don't want this to leave. I had this horrific feeling. I said, I'm going to hold on to this.
Yes.
And then it went away.
Yes.
I had this other problem where I had some kind of fear or something. Some
hold on, John.
Or something.
John, hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break.
Okay, yes, sir. Yeah.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Li. A quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, well, welcome back. Excuse me. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And after that, Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. And at 2 p.m., brand new episode of Punchin' TV. Punchin' TV. Watch this.
We are back, and we have a special guest, Jackie Vantine.
The Bible says that man was not made for woman, but woman was made for the man.
Yep.
Woman is...
Say it again.
Preach.
The woman... needs the man as much as the man needs the woman.
You lost me there.
Where does it say that?
No, show me the scripture.
Being sexually attracted to your spouse is not a sin. It's not lust.
I think that we should eventually also overcome that, right? And I think that it should happen naturally, returning to God fully.
Let's just say you're cheating. You're cheating with a girl. You're not. You think it's okay to not tell her?
Yeah, that's fine.
They definitely should not.
When you go into marriage, right, and your wife is sick or she can't have sex, then what are you going to do?
A concubine. Now I play.
It sounds to me like you guys have been burnt by women.
Of course. Why not come to that conclusion, lady? Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe there. Support the Punchy.TV. It's on YouTube and Punchy.TV, all right? Amazing. Like, follow, do all this stuff. Like, follow, comment, subscribe on all our stuff there. Let me go quickly back to Charles, our first time caller out of North Carolina. So, Charles.
Yes, sir.
So, all you got to do now, when those thoughts tell you, oh, you didn't do it right, you need to go back, they're lying to you. You don't need to go back. All you got to do now is practice staying present and staying in the light. And stay in the light when you're trembling. We have worry, we have doubts, whatever emotions that come, you stay in the light, and the light will save, it will take it away from you. It'll save you from that.
And I've been doing that, and that has been working. I'm looking to actually be upset so I can get past it. But one more question, Jesse, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I'm having trouble staying conscious. I've become really good at it when I'm driving in the car, but when there's a lot of interaction, because for 50 years of my life, you know, I've been walking in the dark, unconscious. So, you know, it's hard to just turn it on at will, and that's what I'm striving for. Do you have any, you know, any way of me achieving that? Any ideas on how I can?
Don't try to turn it on or off. All you got to do, because you've been living unconscious for a long time, you've been divided and living unconscious. So now all you do, when you do find yourself falling back into the unconscious state, the darkness, just realize you are, and you'll come back to be aware of your body or something. Even if you have to go in and out 1,000 times, and just know you're in your thought, but don't judge it. Don't call it wrong or right. Don't call it you. And just come back, be aware of your body. And eventually, the being present will become normal to you. All thoughts will be taken away.
That's fantastic.
So don't fight with it or anything. Just practice going in and out until you don't have to go in and out anymore. And it will come to that if you stay with it.
Okay, and I will. I will. I appreciate you so much.
You will have a clear mind and no thoughts.
Thank you so much, Desi. Been an honor.
You're welcome, buddy. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jason. Jason, welcome to the show out of Buffalo, New York.
Definitely got plausible deniability.
Jason.
Plausible deniability. You know, I must thank God that you get involved, hands-on in that shit. I got that shit.
Who is he talking to? Are you talking to me, Jason?
Yeah. Oh, my fault. Hey, I didn't know you had answered. Hey, I want to ask you a biblical question.
Who were you talking to right now?
Oh, who was I talking to? That's like I was going over something in my head for like something later.
So you were talking in your head that loud?
Yeah, that's what I do. I come to process. Like, that's what I was like learning to like process stuff. Like, that's what I do.
By speaking in your head like that?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you a biblical question.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
What good? To understand that the whole thing about religion is stupid, is man-made and false.
So
it was good that I found that out.
And why is
that? I got to ask you a question.
Why is that?
Oh, because, like, it's better to be grounded in something that's actual, to have a foundation in something that's actually real and not something that is, like, that you can't count on and look on. It's better to have, like, an actual rock than, like, a mythical rock or whatever.
And so what are you grounded in?
What am I grounded in?
Yeah.
Myself. I know me. I know me better than anything else. I take the time to, like, go, you know, self-reflection and stuff like that. Like, every few days I reassess, like, find out, like, what I did wrong, what could I did better. I keep up with myself. I try to, like, right now I'm, like, healing from surgery. I had surgery a couple of months ago. So, like, every day I'm just trying to get better, like, work on myself every day.
And so
that's what everybody should do.
And so you're grounded in yourself?
Yeah.
And who
I
are you?
Myself.
And who am are I? You?
Who am I? Yeah. I am, like, who am I? I'm a Cancer with an Aries moon. That means I am sensitive to everything. That means I can pick up on, like, your negative energies and stuff like that. That's what I have the ability to do. I have the ability to read people.
And like, so who are you?
That's who I am. That's who I am.
You say you're a Cancer?
I'm a Cancer. My astrological sign is Cancer.
And so what is a Cancer?
A Cancer is like somebody that is very sheltered, don't really like people, my avenue to like release my flow of energy is like the gatherer of knowledge. I like to like, some people like entertainment, like able to write stories and stuff like that. I like to gain knowledge. I like to learn things.
And so,
can I ask you a question?
And so that's who you are?
Yeah, that's who I am. I have a person that has a deep thirst for knowledge. That's who I am.
And that's
my category.
And that's why you speak in your head?
I mean, I just do that. I've been doing, like, that's how I've been, that's how I process information.
By talking like, to yourself in your head?
Yeah, you ever had to make a decision on two things, like either you're going to sign this contract or that contract, or you're going to take this job or take that job.
So who is talking in your head to you?
I'm talking to me. It's based on my knowledge and experience.
So you're talking in your head, and you're talking to who?
To me. That's who I'm talking to.
And so
he's like, all right, say, all right, let me, so let me try this saying, too late.
Are you saying that there are two yous?
No, it's the same person,
So but how are you talking to you in your head?
I'm explaining to you. See, like, you think all thoughts are lies, but, like, sometimes you have to think to come to a conclusion. There's a process to come to an answer. Like, what I told you about making a decision, like, saying, like, if you want to move to this state or move to that state. You want to play the pros and the cons, the good and the bad. You want to try to play out
every
outcome.
Jason, because of time, how are you talking to you?
I just told you. It's like I'm figuring something out.
And so you're in your head talking to who?
To me. I'm trying to figure out a problem.
And where
whoever had that.
Jason, where is the person that you're talking to?
It's me. I'm right here. It's the same person. It's just like how I'm calculating a problem.
So that
you ain't
person,
never had to like.
Jason, that person.
Thought, go ahead.
Jason, that person you are talking to, is that person in your head too?
The person is not in my head. The person is me.
So you're in your head. You are in your head talking to someone else.
Okay, all right. Let me try to explain it to you one more time. You ever did a division problem?
No. Let me ask this. So you're talking to you in your head, talking to another you somewhere else, right?
No, at no point did I say I'm talking to another me.
And where is the other person that you're talking to then?
There is no other person. It's me. The person that I'm talking to is me.
And where are you?
I'm right here, dude. I'm right here on the phone with you.
But when you're talking to you, trying to figure out a math problem, who are you? Where's that person located?
It's the same person. I do not leave my body in space. I don't leave my body, space, or time to build a conversation on something that I'm already thinking about.
Have you ever written a story?
Hold on.
Thank you. I got to run, Jason. Thank you, though, because of time. Thank you. Super chat.
Luke bought 5 coffees. Brand new BQ answer.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
Religion has done me no good, says Luke. I have come to realize religion is man-made and focuses more on control, rituals, and worshiping idols than it does the truth. The truth is within. Also, amazing fellowship yesterday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday. I got to respond to yesterday's too, but I'll respond to this one on Sunday. And check out all of the amazing fellowship, but check out yesterday by going to rebuildingtheman.com, podcast it, rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing. Thank you.
Forgive your mama bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. Do you think more Christians compare themselves to Adam and Eve rather than relating to Jesus Christ?
I doubt if they... I'll be surprised if any of them compare themselves to Adam and Eve. I think most of them try to compare themselves to Christ. I think so. Amazing. Interesting question, though. Thank you.
Thank you. Forgive your mama.
Yeah.
Lin Yen Chin, tell Jesse. When you are calm enough, you'll be able to sense lines of intent. These lines emerge of and converge into your body in a manifold nesting that appears as waves within the electromagnetic field of your body. Sense the Jesus particles yet?
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Yeah.
Gregatron, shout out to the Asian lady in church yesterday. Jesse, I love the way you dealt with her. Amazing isn't a good enough word to describe yesterday. Shout out to Chris, the moderator. It's Female Monday. Shut the up, Larry. What's in the bag, baby?
What a mess. Yesterday was amazing. And you're right. The young lady appears to be seeking what's right. And I believe, according to her, she really helped yesterday. You can check it out, rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Commander Kim, church yesterday, Jesse axed.
Us.
When, where, how young people should date. Did I miss Jesse's guidelines for young people dating? Can you repeat the answer?
Repeat that.
What are your guidelines for dating? How old you should be and stuff like that.
I mean, 15 is fine to me. Since I started at 15, everybody I know started at 15. But if you have not been raised in the right way by your parent, you're going to make some mistakes. Starting at 15, we start dating. And that's just that's what you're going to have to suffer through until you can figure it out. But I just don't think the government has a right to tell you, the parents, as to how old your daughter can be or son before she can date. And they're doing that because the women want to control what you do. That's what that, and they want to make men criminals. That's why they come up with a stupid law like that. Amazing. Thank you.
Another rumble rant from Commander Kim. Parents, Christians, conservatives sat silently while Boy Scouts, men's clubs, men's sports were destroyed. But tell them their daughter is losing a sports scholarship to college? Oh, hell break loose, says Commander Kim.
That's a good point. That's why I'm not, until they say women can't be into men's stuff, I'm okay with the men playing in the women's sport. It has to be fair and balanced, or what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I got a text I'm trying to read and see here. Okay, I can't read it. She's typing me a whole bunch of stuff right now. I can't read it right now. I'll have to read it later. But yeah, thank you.
See you on Bottle Coffee. Jesse, remember Betty Broderick? A woman scorned. Since this is Female Monday, let's share. Oh, she says Women Monday. It's Female Monday, see you on. Let's share. So a lot of people think she's the one who suffered after killing her ex-husband back in the 90s or 89. And his new wife, instead of moving on, she went psycho. Most women actually defend her. They blame the dead ex-husband. Ain't that amazing? Yeah. Lots of feminist people out there.
They always blame it on the man and not the woman. No matter what, they can see the woman committed the crime. And it's the man's fault. Amazing. I noticed that in some of these true things I watch sometimes. Whenever it's a man did something to a woman, they never say what the woman did to bring it on. They told a story about the man, but nothing about the woman. They made her look like so-called angel. Amazing. Thank you.
I had to look that one up, Sion. Thank you for that little remembrance.
Yeah, I somewhat remember the story, but not all the details.
Shmuel. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Shmuel. 15 coffees. I love you so much, and thank you very much. From Israel.
I love Israel. You got to go to Israel, folks. If I was God, and if you wanted to come into heaven, you would have to have a visit to Israel first. Otherwise, you can't get in. Sorry. But thank you. I appreciate the support. Thank you.
Hannah's 5 coffees. Amazing Sunday service. What is the answer to last week's biblical question?
I'm going to have to wait tomorrow to deal with it. Derek, remind me to deal with that the first thing in the morning when I have a little more time into it. I will deal with that tomorrow. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm talking to my producer about reminding me. Thank you.
Brandon bought a coffee. I've been a devout Christian my whole life. I thought I understood everything. You've shown me, though, that when there are deeper, that there are deeper depths to go with God and my faith. Love you, Jesse.
Thank you. And stay with it. Stay with it. And stay with it. Amazing.
A generous 10 coffees from Derek in Nashville saying, shout out to Jaden, who forgave his father. It felt terrible at the time forgiving my dad, but after I did that, things changed and I didn't even do anything. No one ever told me that's what it would take. Yeah. My taste for things that were hurting me just started to go away. It's wild. Thanks to all of you. Appreciate you.
Derek, right?
Yep.
Derek, thank you, man, and thanks for your support. And so you reminded me that the one thing that is important is the one thing that people don't do and they don't recommend. You got to admit you're wrong for hating. You got to admit that your heart is wicked, and then God will save you. That's the greatest sin. Not the greatest sin is to forget, but if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must admit you're evil and you're wrong for evil, and God will change it. Thank you, man. Amazing. Thank you.
someone bought a coffee. I can understand. I understand what you guys are coming from, where you guys are coming from with Kash Patel not swearing in on the Holy Bible. However, all the politicians that I've seen swearing on the Holy Bible have done extremely evil things in our country, to our country. He may have thought that he doesn't want to be like them and swearing on their Bible. It's unfortunate, but swearing in on the Bible doesn't really mean anything to politicians.
Just because it doesn't mean anything, and you're right about that. I believe you. It's not like they're going to do the right thing because they swear in on the Bible. You're totally right about that. But we're still a Judeo-Christian nation. And if somebody's going to work for us in government, they need to at least work on being one and not change it to a Buddha or Hindu and all that crap. His allegiance is to Hindu over in India, not to America, because he didn't swear on the American Bible. So we need to keep that consistent because it's just going to divide us even more so. Everybody using a different Bible now. We're not all this diverse country. We are a Judeo-Christian country. Thank you, but you're right in about what you're saying. I agree.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Fatty Whack, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters, as always. And Anna Banana Llama Rama.
Thank you all.
I butchered her name. Buddy 1205, Commander Kim, and the rest of the people, Age of Inversion, and all y'all over on the Rumble crew. And thanks, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Thanks for your support, folks. Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jermaine.
So I have a question for you, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm working on, I have a side business going. And I was reached out. It's like a cold call. So I was reached out from a cold call to, like, help improve the business. But it's going well. But I just want to know, like, because it just happened in the moment. And I just let it happen naturally. But I'm wondering, is that me just trusting in myself instead of just trusting the will of the Lord? But because I had to pay, and I get that they're providing a service, but like I'm trying to understand, like, is that the right thing? Am I trusting myself, or it just happened natural?
Are you asking, is it the right thing to take the cold call and help or not to?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Do you need the cold call help?
Probably. It is. It has improved the business.
Oh, you already working with him?
Yeah, we started working like a couple of days ago.
And so like somebody call up out of nowhere and say, hey, I can make you show you how to enhance your business. You say yes, and you allow them to do that?
Yes.
And your question is what?
So my question is, would you consider that happening in the moment and happen naturally, right? But still, I did have to pay for a service, right?
And are you paying? Is he charging you fairly, or is he making buku money off you?
No, I think it's a fairly.
So if all is going well, why are you wondering about it? Period.
That's true too.
No, that was a question too.
Sorry?
That was a question.
I don't know. Maybe I'm like
the reason you are you in your head, man. The thoughts are telling you that, oh, you got the wrong person, or oh, that was a cold call. That's not what's that from God? You're listening to thought. Drop it.
That was my initial answer to myself, but I wanted to see what you would thought about.
Yeah, drop those thoughts. If you hired this person and for now is working, be fine with that. And if one day you don't need him anymore or it's not working, let him go. That's all you got to do. But stay out the thoughts about if you did the right thing or not, or is it from God, or was it whatever. All those questions are out of hell. Pay that no attention. And you'll see if it's working and you can keep the guy. If it's not, don't be afraid to let him go. That's all.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I'm like, yeah, let's give him a try. And
yeah.
If it doesn't work out, I can always like, oh, it is what it is. And it was a fear, charge. I don't think it was outrageous.
Right. So then don't worry about it. Don't get in your head about it. So you can see what to do about it if it changes.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, buddy. I wish you well.
All right, bye.
Bye. I'm out of time. John, a first-time call out of Texas. Rick, out of Virginia. Zach, a first-time call out of Florida. And the call just dropped. I'm out of time. Stay on that path, folks. You are responsible for you and only you. You're responsible for your world. Unless you have children. So get on that straight and narrow. And if everybody else turn away, let them go. Wish them well. Don't try to hold on to them. It's not a loss for you. Let them go. And you work on you. Do the silent prayer. Stay with us. Stay, practice staying in the light where everything is, all right? Real deal. And forgive. You got to forgive your mother and your father. Otherwise, you ain't gonna, it ain't going to happen for you. But you got to forgive before you can enter in. The Hake Report coming up now. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And after that, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Be Black. And at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. And at 2 p.m., Punchin' TV. Punchin.TV. Check it out. 2 p.m. Pacific time. What's that network they find you on there?
Rumble.com/AmericanAnchorBaby.
Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. So rumble with The American Anchor Baby today at 12 noon. Thank you all for your super chats and your support. I do appreciate it. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Bye. You better go talk to your mama, better stop all the drama, better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up, put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose, and then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace.
perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.